you just touch my cans.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, easy on, mate. Let's buy me a drink first. Hello, you. It's time once again to pour one out for the pouring old man. My name is Russell. This is episode 34 of the Pouring Old Man podcast. Pouring one out with me today. He's been aging in whiskey barrels since the age 18. It's Warren Crawford.
I think soaking myself with whiskey from the inside.
Bathing in it or something like that. And it's the nice velvet one. Sledgehammer himself. It's Chris from next door.
Oh my God. Oh, what an intro.
Rather than being aged in whiskey barrels, definitely pickled from the inside out.
Some might say matured. I'd say pickled.
However. Yeah. So saying that, my grandfather has pretty much drank whiskey his whole life, every day, and he's turning 96 tomorrow.
Excellent.
So he's doing all right.
Yeah, I never really got into whiskey until later. My dad only ever drinks gin. And every time I tried a gin, he mixed it with tonic. And I thought, I hate gin. It tastes like crap.
It does. But, with tonic.
But as it turns out, I don't like tonic.
Yes.
So all these years of me thinking gin, I don't like it, it was just because I actually don't like gin. So yeah, it turns out gin's all right.
I had the same aversion, probably not quite that strong. I did try gin and tonic when I was younger and I thought, this is atrocious. Why would anyone drink it?
Yep.
Still think that. But I think the biggest problem with whiskey is Johnny Walker. It's just not good.
Yeah.
There's a lot of much better whiskies.
Yes, there is.
So, you know, it's fine mixed with Coke, but that's about the extent of it.
It's produced for Coke.
Yeah, pretty much. Anyway, so who are we? We are the Pouring Old Man. Just a couple of old-timers sitting on the back porch talking about the beers we love. We release fresh episodes of the podcast most Tuesdays. I'll get onto that later. You can find us on the usual podcast platforms, Spotify, iTunes, Google, etc. Plus, we're also on your usual social medias, Facebook on Pouring Old Man, Instagram Pouring Old Man. Plus, you can also find Pouring Old Wazza, Pouring Old Russ, and Pouring Old Pity. Pity's still around, by the way. He's just, you know, otherwise engaged. I should say he's waiting for a scar tissue to heal up. He went a bit hard too early on his after the operation.
Yeah. Well, he didn't want to rush it, did he?
Well, he did rush it. That's why he's not here this week. So he's got.
There was something about the implants potentially blowing out. If
yeah. Oh, he's gone too early down the highway. Let's just say that. You know. it's
poor Antonio.
It's like the X-Men Origins movie Wolverine.
Yeah.
When Wolverine's walking down the hallway with his blades against the wall.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a bit like that. That's good.
Moving on.
Yeah, moving swiftly on. Anything you want to bring up before we kick on?
Yes, actually.
Yes.
So following the last episode,
yes.
Hope Estate Brewery reached out to those guys.
That's right.
And lovely bunch of people I spoke to. They came back to me and they did a couple of things. One is they apologized profusely.
Yep.
Two, they are sending me a replacement beer, or sending us a replacement beer, which I'm excited to get. And they've also given an explanation on what they believe may have happened based on my amateur explanation.
Yep.
So they sort of said they reckon it's a reaction between the blueberries and the hops that has changed the colour of it.
Okay.
Where they think the fermentation's continued on a little bit.
Yep.
They said it's a natural reaction and it does cause that discoloration, but it's not harmless.
It's not harmless.
It's good to find out after the fact.
So if it's not harmless, it means it's harmful.
You mean it's harmless?
Not harmful.
should I be seeing a doctor? I drank something that's not harmless.
You know what I mean. they did say in regards to the taste, there may have been some possible oxidation to cause this. So,
yep.
Again, apologise for the experience.
Yep. Just as well, because about the only win in State of Origin that Queensland got was our Bear of Origin last week. So,
yeah. So, But that was lovely of them to respond and give us a bit of an explanation there. Yeah. So,
I actually got to do a shout out as well. I got to make an apology. I made a false claim last week.
That doesn't sound like us at all.
No, I know. I incorrectly attributed Chris to being a New South Wales supporter, I think. Yes. Chris, I do apologise, mate. Although you might want to take it after last night's performance. So.
After last night, I'm just Switzerland. That was terrible.
I'd assume Chris, rabid South Sydney supporter. I thought, oh, he must still go for New South Wales as well then. I'll just always pack the two in together. So.
it actually makes sense.
Are we going to have to apologise for every false claim we make? Because we might be here a while.
No, just the ones we feel guilty about.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah. Okay,
so which rules out anything about Moondog.
That's not a false claim, though.
It's true. It's highly accurate.
The last shout-out I wanted to do was following last week's episode, we're talking about the Lakeman Brewery.
Yes.
Over in Taupo.
Taupo, yeah. I'll send you a postcard from the next week.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, somewhere else I can't pronounce. Anyway, one of our followers on Instagram, Surly Commentator, said there is rumours going around about a tap house, so fingers crossed.
Oh, okay.
They also said they're quite widespread in the supermarkets over there.
Yes, yep.
So get that in, dear.
Yeah, I was going through the website. I couldn't see any mention of the, Was it Regal or something like that? Lakeman Regal, barley wine, whatever it was that you were talking about last week.
Fucked if I know. That was a week ago.
Was it the Merlot?
It was a barley wine from Lakeman Brewing. I couldn't see any mention of it, so no, I hope it's coming soon. But yeah, I'll keep an eye for that. Maybe something Lakeman coming back in my suitcase soon anyway.
Yeah.
Before we kick on, I just want to mention this will be the last episode of the podcast for a couple of weeks.
Oh, okay.
This is the mid-season finale, the cliffhanger ending where one of us will die at the end. You find out next week.
We might die. We don't know.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, we drank a beer last week that was not harmless, so one of us might not make it.
It's the lead
up. based on everything that's going on, Pity's transformation, we've decided to take a bit of a break.
Yeah, his transformation into Antoinette's taken longer than expected, so we'll wait till he's back and busty and ready to go.
Busty.
Yeah. He's having the operation. So.
All right. Are we legit?
But yeah. So
turned his Audi into an innie.
Nothing wrong with that.
So with I'm heading off to New Zealand next week. We've got a few other things on. Plus, we've recorded like 22 episodes in a row, so which is a pretty fair effort.
Mm-hmm.
And we've made a total income for that's been what $0, I think, roughly.
Yeah. One beer
and two invitations to Helios events. which still it's a pay to get to. Yeah. So yeah. So if you miss us too much, not on Facebook and Instagram, just let us know that you do care.
Yeah. We might try and do a few posts.
I might send myself a message just to prove that someone cares.
Holy shit.
every post we've got's got...
Yeah, you know why we drink every week.
It will happen. You'll get a cease and desist letter from Moondog.
Maybe that's how we should have packaged that. We've been told to stop by Moondog.
Mate, that's controversial as hell. Imagine the ratings.
We'd have to come up with a fun name for them. We could just refer to them as the dog that shall not be named Moon.
The hell is shit.
Lunar Canine.
The particular brewery that has an image of a dog howling at a moon.
They would never do anything because they're all bark, no bite, let's be honest.
Like their
beers. It's like we're poking the beer, aren't we? Come on. It was that bad. We have like their fans reaching out to us and saying, you got to stop.
Yeah.
That hasn't happened yet. Probably because we don't have any fans.
No, Moondog hasn't hit Estonia yet.
That's true. They haven't branched down to northeastern Europe or wherever the hell Estonia is. And shout out to Estonia, by the way. Good on you, champs. Yeah.
Thanks for tuning in.
Northeastern Europe.
It's top and round a bit, and yeah, I don't know. Can you find out Estonia on the map?
Yeah.
Good for you.
It's not northeast Europe, is it? Just eastern Europe.
Well, it's kind of north. It's at the top there, isn't it?
Isn't northeast like Finland?
Not that far northeast. That's kind of Scandinavia.
That's as far as northeast you can go.
So I mean, the main part is on top of Germany, kind of there.
Anymore, I think you eventually get to the North Pole or miss it.
Anyway, we're here to drink beer, not to talk about our geography.
Scandinavia, the big dick that hangs over Europe.
Yeah, and Estonia's on the top of the ball sack.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. No, the cooch would be around by Italy or something, wouldn't it?
So, thanks for listening to all our Estonians. It's been a wild ride. Sorry to see you go.
What have you been drinking?
Not very much, actually.
Mm.
Yeah. Actually, a little bit.
Okay. Aussie enough to forget about what you've been drinking.
Pretty much, yeah. So I had a zero gravity IPA from Range Brewing.
Oh, okay.
Loved it.
Yeah, it's nice.
A really good beer. Mm-hmm. In terms of, you know, IPA is hard to sort of set yourself apart from. But I really enjoyed it, probably because it had Mosaic or Galaxy hops in it, one of the two. But yeah, really just,
Now, nice I'm a big flavor. Stickler for, like, you know, beers tasting what is on the can and, like, you know, meeting what is described as. So that was a zero gravity IPA. Did it float?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So that checks out then.
Yeah.
I'm going to the moon.
I also had the Zytho Brewing Stout.
Yeah, how was it?
Good.
Was it the Lux Stout? Was that one?
Yeah, Velvet Lux Stout. It wasn't amazing, but it was cheap. So
yeah,
like it was a good stout for its price range, I think.
Yeah. Tick one of the two boxes. It's either got to be cheap or good. Yeah. One of those two, fine.
yeah, exactly. I also had, I can't remember the name of it, that Endeavour Pale Ale that I was telling you, the Poverty Pack one.
Yeah, yeah.
Surprisingly good for a $42 carton of beer.
Yeah.
That was really impressive. So I look forward to seeing that for $70 next week at Dan Murphy's.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. That's about it. Nothing spectacular. But,
cool.
Yeah.
Chris, anything?
Last week, no, it was a pretty quiet week. I had a few things on. but the week before, I tried that double IPA, the Icarus one from Helios. And
yes.
It was actually really damn good.
That was really good.
Yeah, really damn good. Mm. That's all I'm going to leave at that.
Cool. I've only had a couple of things as well. So I went back to, you know, my version of a poverty pack is the all-in Citra Hop XCBA.
Yes.
What did you get? For it? It's like 18, 19 bucks for a four pack, and
it's pretty good.
Strong. It's strong flavoured. It's cheap. It's only 5%. It's, yeah.
I don't think I've tried it, so I'm keen to give it a go.
It's just when you just want something simple, something clean, and like it doesn't taste watery. It's really good. I always grab that when I just want something easy.
Yep.
Last night it was State of Origin. I actually had the Black Ops versus Sanctus Origin beers.
Oh yeah, I did see they were two distinctly different colours.
They are. So the New South Wales one was just pretty much a straight lager, and it just tasted like just a straight lager. It was
boring. Like,
yeah, it was. Well, imagine like it was a good lager, but it's still a lager. It was fine. Whereas the Queensland Maroon one was a, what they call it, maroon lager. And it was more of a, almost like a winter lager, if you don't have one of those. More malty, more sort of hoppy, a bit more sort of flavour there. So, again, so it's probably one Queensland one over New South Wales, but that's the only thing that won last night. The New South Wales beer was about as interesting as the Maroon's, you know, attack plan, I think.
It was hopeless.
The other one I had was, again, I'm steering you a thunder here, mate. Bridge Road Brewers. I had the Hazy Harvest Fresh Hop IPA.
Oh, yeah. What did you think?
I thought that was really nice.
Yeah.
It was like a big fruit salad full of flavors. I had, like, you know, peach, guava, mango, melon, and just all different flavors popping through. It was really nice. And yeah, I quite liked it, actually.
I liked the Dark Harvest better.
Yep.
But that's not taking anything away from the Fresh Hop Harvest.
Yeah, the Dark Harvest is the one that's just not at the bottle shop I keep picking these up from. It's got a whole bunch of Bridge Road, and the Dark Harvest is the one they don't have. Of course. So typical. but yeah, that's all I've had for the week.
Nice.
Yeah.
Quite a week, mate.
Yeah. It was. Well, I've been running down a whole bunch of beers I've mentioned previously. So, I finished off the rest of the Dark Red IPA from Lost Palms, which is on last week's show, which was
great beer.
Extremely enjoyable. I could hunt that down again soon because that's just cracking. But yeah, that's all for me. Just crack on to something new. Time for show and tell.
Yeah, should we get into something?
Yeah. All right, time now for show and tell. This is where each of us bring a beer to the table and share it with the class. First up, Chris has brought along... What have you brought along to us?
Slipstream Brewing Co. Magic Mile XPA.
Magic Mike?
Oh, that's what I thought when I first said it. First seen it.
Channing Tatum XPA.
It's got a bit of a ring to it. 5.5%. So not too bad. 1.6 standard drinks. So if you don't know, Slipstream is a Brizzy brewing company.
Yep.
Ooh, that was hard to get out. They're doing great things over there. I think, about $25 a 4-pack, I think, just at your local.
Yeah, yeah.
It's sort of everywhere now, which is not too bad.
And they got a big flash new brew pub set up there as well, which is getting rave reviews. Yeah. Everyone seems to like what they're doing over there. So
apparently they have amazing wings. Don't know, I haven't tried them yet, but I'll give them a run for their money.
Yeah.
The little blog that it sort of has on the side here, Magic Mile, slow down and enjoy this Brisbane icon. A colourful array of tropical citrus and floral notes on the nose, and ripe mango, pawpaw pine, and zesty grapefruit in the mouth with a bitter finish.
Excellent. Well, let's crack on. Don't spit on the microphone this time.
I'll try not to.
I can't say I've tried a lot of Slipstream stuff. If I have, I haven't picked it up off the shelf.
Yep.
Yeah, right. It's been more of like a something I've got on tap.
Yeah, again, from time to time. I know I've had a couple of their celebration ales they bring out around the birthday time, which they've got their new one out at the moment.
Yeah. They had a good looking offering for that celebration ale this year.
So I had to laugh. I mentioned on one of their Facebook posts, in the back of one of their cauldrons, just found a lot of this random carton of Celebration Ale 2 from what, 2 years ago. They've just been sitting there forgotten about.
So going back to what we were talking about last week about aging your beers, that's either going to be really, really good or really, really bad.
Could go either way. All right, so onto the beer at hand. So this, it's got quite a sort of like golden, hazy sort of colour there, doesn't it?
It's not clear, but it's not cloudy.
Yeah. Bit of that sort of hop haze going on there.
Looks like my piss on the morning after a big session.
That means infection. light and fluffy head. It's not thick.
I just spilled all over myself. Good on.
Smells nice.
Dumbass. Good smell about it.
Yeah.
I've had this before, actually. A few years ago.
That was good fruity XPA.
It's got that good bit of finish. They're right on the money there.
It's got a bit of finish. It's got nice sort of like tropical sort of notes as well going through. It's quite a refreshing kind of XPA. Really
nice. It doesn't linger too long.
Tropical and citrus. It does have that sort of flowery notes when you smell it. Good bit of finish. I like that.
Yeah, no, that's really solid, easy drinking. Good. No, it's wrong weather for it, but it's a good barbecue beer. Don't know how it goes with the roast in the middle of winter, but...
No, it is a good barbecue beer. Not having troubles trying to find dark beers, but there's not a massive amount. It should be around this time of year.
Yeah.
It should be a lot more coming out.
Should wait for new beers coming near you later on. I've got about 8 of them, so...
Oh, really?
Oh, probably, I mean, is it a supply issue, or... is in terms of are people just buying them out, or is it they're just not available?
Good question. I don't think it is a supply issue. I just think they're just probably the next couple of weeks we might see a couple more come through. The cold came on a bit too early here.
Yeah. It depends where you go. I think a lot of the smaller craft breweries have had them out, but the likes of Liquorland and all that tend to just have the normal sort of straight. Yeah.
Guinness.
Yeah. Guinness until he's old, which is fine. I like both of those. But.
In a can, though, Guinness just doesn't.
Nah, it's not the same in a can or anything like that.
No.
It
has been a long time since I had a Tui's old. I really should revisit that.
Just do it.
Head down to my pub, mate. Good on tap.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. Good on a while ago.
Oh.
There is a problem with that.
What's that?
It's about an hour from my house.
Oh, is it really?
It's worth the distance, mate. It's an amazing location.
I guarantee you won't walk out with your wallet. Or your car keys. No, it's not that bad.
Stop giving my pub a bad name. Mate. Come on, man.
I do.
It's a good beer. I like this.
Yeah.
I do too. Slipstream's always been really good.
Mm. Yeah, they could kind of fade into the background of all the noise of the Brisbane scene. They kind of...
Yeah,
the most attention they seem to get is when they opened their new brew pub a little while ago. They got some rave reviews about that, and then when the celebration beer came around,
they're always really good.
Yeah,
heavy, but nice.
Where are they based? Do you know?
Yeorong Pilly.
Yeah, near this train station.
They call it the triangle or the pyramid or the triangle of breweries over that side, because you've got Ballistic, Slipstream, and Helios.
Well, yeah, I was going to say it wouldn't be far from Helios. Yeah.
And so, yeah, once every sort of, during the year they do, I forget what they call it, but yeah, they have like buses that go between all three breweries. So you can go have beers at one, hop the bus, go to the next one, beers at that one, then go to the next one, just go between the three places. So
yeah, nice. Yeah. That'd be, yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
I actually, through sheer happenstance,
yes,
drove past the Ballistic in Salisbury.
Yes.
I had no idea it was there.
Mm.
I just happened to be driving along and slammed on my anchors because I saw the Ballistic sign. It caused a pile up. But yeah, I didn't know that was there. So
yeah,
I'll definitely be going to check
that out. Yeah, it's a good little spot there. It's, they need to do something with it. The fronting of Ballistic in Salisbury. Like, I know where it is. I drive past it every single time. I always do the go past it and up through a loop around the roundabout down the end of the road, come back. Especially at night, there's no like sign that's lit up. There's a little A-frame out the front, and if you blink, that's, you miss it.
Yeah. Anyway, back to the beer. Thoughts?
Yeah, it was just really flavoursome, clean, crisp kind of XPA. Like, it's,
wouldn't leave it at Russell's place.
If you came back for it, I'd probably hide it behind something else. Like, oh, no, you've got this oaked IPA from Ballistic. You can take that home.
Yeah, very good. Well, that's its competitor, really.
Mm.
And this is better, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get the right word here. Make it sound
Well, yeah, compare it to other XPAs. Like,
it's got that fruity and that bitter.
Bolter XPA,
one of the better ones. Like I said, I mentioned before, the Citra hopped XPA from Orland Brewing. That's a cracker as well. Oaked XPA from Ballistic, really like that. That's kind of all.
Yeah, it's great.
I think I was thinking the Oakdale from Ballistic.
Yeah. Look, it's probably a bit harsh. I'm going to give it a 3, only because I actually really like it, but I just think the tastier, more fuller flavour one. So it's still really nice. So I'll definitely pick it up. But yeah. It's not doing anything that's kind of like singing and dancing, swinging his dick around kind of thing.
Like, to get like technical, I'd probably give it like a 3.2.
Mm-hmm.
If you did the
point. We got rid of the point system.
Like, I feel bad giving it a 3, but it's not quite a 4.
No, exactly right. And that's what I feel. It's, 3 is probably a bit harsher, and it's probably better than that, but I'll just put it into a 4. It's fine. Like, you can't go wrong with it. Like
to me, if it's a 4, I'll want to drive more than 40 minutes to go get it.
That's it. Whereas for me, if I see it in the fridge at a bottle shop, I'll pick it up. But I won't go home and away for it.
Yeah. So definitely a 3. Yeah.
I'm a 4.
You're a 4?
Wow. Yeah. Look, I really enjoy it. I think it's great beer. To be fair, though, I haven't tried a lot of those XBOs that you've spoken about. Bolter's kind of the yard mark.
Yeah. Yalamo.
Yeah. Yeah. But this is still a cracker. Yeah, really well put together. Just juicy. It's got enough flavor profile to come through, but it doesn't linger too long. It's just really well put together.
Yeah. I think. And it's not like, I'm talking about the New South Wales beer, the Sanctus one, which is sort of plain, boring lager. Like, there's nothing to it that was memorable. That's at least got some flavor to it. So
yeah, 100%.
Again, I'm just making myself sound like more an arsehole if we're going to give it a 3. But
no, but I get what you mean.
Yeah, like,
I really like the bitterness to it.
Mm.
Like at the end, like a lot of them don't.
It's a good too balance.
Much or not enough, but the bitterness and that's like perfect. Yeah,
because you get the fruit and you get a bit of bitterness to it, and it just brings it as the full package through. So
it's like jam and cheese.
Yeah, carry on. Yeah. Hey, this is your analogy, mate. You're saying go with it.
Go on, nowhere with that. the contrast between the two.
Yeah. Again, it'd be a good quote for a poster. The Slipstream XBA. It's like jam and cheese.
No more way.
But it just doesn't match any of those flavor characteristics whatsoever. Oh, I love your contributions.
All right, time for round 2 of show and tell.
So, for pouring old men bingo.
Yep.
I've got the Happy Valley Staffordshire Red.
Oh, Happy Valley gets a mention on the show. What a surprise.
I know.
Now, we've already mentioned a Ballistic about 5 times, so. I'll just check the list for the day. All right, Ballistic, we've bagged out Moondog, and now mentioned Happy Valley. Sweet, we're done.
And we've said Bridge Road, so.
We said Bridge Road, yeah. We got all bases covered.
Yeah.
I'll just got to talk about Dark Bear soon. They'll come up.
That'll, yeah. Yeah, I mean, this one I've been sitting on for a little while, I think.
Is that why the can's flat and dented?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
It's been his car. Rolling
in the back seat. It's been in the glove box for a couple of months. Yeah. So it is still warm. But it's a malty red ale loaded with rye and crystal malts.
Mm.
Just how they like it in Staffordshire.
Yeah. I'll take the word on that. Don't
best served cool in a tulip or IPA glass. None of which we have. Mm. And I wonder if this is like, because I know they're based in Stafford, but obviously that's not Staffordshire. So
yeah.
Staffordshire, England?
Yeah, Staffordshire, the county. Anyway. I don't know where any of the counties are in England. So.
No, neither do I. But I have tried this in the past, but when they first opened, and I wasn't enamored by it.
Yep.
So I wasn't blown away. It was like, it was kind of red. So I'm curious to see this is a later release.
Mm-hmm. How long ago was that though?
It was like, over 12 months ago.
Yeah, it was like August, September they opened up, so was it around?
No, it was there? April, so it was like, probably would have been May, June that I tried it last.
Well, it's got pants on, by the way.
Does it? Yeah. Now I feel awkward.
I snuck them on under the table.
It's cold.
Yeah. The boys are in retreat.
It's Dunkirk.
It's like we used to live next to this retirement home, and my dad always used to call it Dunrootin.
Yeah, right, Dunrootin.
That's my regulars at the pub. That's what they call their side of the bar, the Dunrootin corner.
Yeah, that's a pubby thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, we had a top bar, one of the pubs I ran was called the Dunrootin Bar. It's where the old punters go. Yeah, they're sitting there drinking jugs of gold.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, definitely.
It's definitely red in colour.
I'll see if I can get a bit of life to it.
Mm.
Chris has given it the finger test. And he's fingered it and licked his fingers afterwards.
Oh, thanks there, Bill. cloudy.
Mm.
What's that fragrance it was?
It's almost metallic, isn't it?
Also, it's almost like a sort of toffee, citrusy kind of...
Mm.
You're metallic and toffee and citrus.
Same thing.
Wow. You're having a stroke, man.
Do you know golden syrup?
Yes.
Right. You know, it has this metallic-y sort of flavour to it.
Yeah.
Underneath.
Yeah, yeah.
That's kind of where it comes from. Yeah. Like toffee and...
I think that's metallic. The crystal malt.
I tasted it, but I couldn't taste anything. Where's the flavour gone?
Yeah, that's kind of what I was concerned about.
I'm spilling my shit all over the place here.
Far out, mate. Have you kept any beer inside your glass so far today?
Yeah, I'll lick it off my notepad and let you know how it goes later.
He's trying to snort it, guys.
Yeah. That's what happens when you watch Origin too much last night. I want to be like one of the players.
So we're making friends at the moment. I think last week we made a joke about AFL players snorting coke, and now you're doing it about NRL players.
Come on.
That wasn't a joke. That was a fact.
I could probably back that up. I'm not going to drop names or something about my history in the world. Like, they're not all innocent. Put it that way.
So the colours interesting on this anyway. It's really sort of like clouded kind of reddish kind of thing. Like
but it's not red.
Yeah, it's got like the deep... Sorry, yeah. It's brown. Like a deep brown. Well, not really deep brown. It's just sort of ambery browny kind of...
Look, you look at the red ale we had 2 weeks ago, was it? Yeah, 2 weeks ago.
From the Brick Lane one.
Yeah, like, which was a lighter shade of the red, closer to the pale ale. Yeah. And you got this is like a darker shade of red, but not even a red. It's more of like a the wort of a brown ale. Like it hasn't been brewed out yet.
Mm.
If anyone that brews at home and watches it, they'll know what I'm talking about.
And we had another red last week was the dark red from Lost Palms, and that was, you know, a dark red, crimson sort of thing, and they were just full of flavour and so many layers to it. And
that actually looked great.
That was amazing. Yeah, it really was. Cracker. Like, that's a beer I recommend driving out of your way to get, and I probably will do that again soon. Mm. But
did you get a 4?
I'll go to a 5.
I gave it a 4.
Warren gave it a 4 because he's an asshole.
You know it.
But I'm struggling to unpack any flavour from it.
It's subtle, isn't it? Like
I wouldn't even call it subtle.
Subtle's being polite.
I can pick up the redness to it, but it's not strong.
Yeah, it's not strong. Finished. Yeah.
It doesn't feel like it's done its time.
I feel as though, you know, especially coming off the back of the Lost Palms Red Ale last week and the Brick Lane Red Ale, it's not as good.
Hey, I'm going to do this properly. I'm going to get some coffee first, then I'll have another go.
Chris is going to cleanse the palate and see how it goes.
Yeah.
Well, we can't it's Happy Valley, you know what I mean?
I'm a big advocate of these guys.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I love
a lot of the stuff they're doing.
Yep.
This one, for me, doesn't hit the mark in terms of a red ale that I'm used to. I can get the flavour profile underneath. However, it's probably lacking a bit of that bold, punchy flavour that I'm used to with a red.
Yeah, it's...
Do you mind if I sniff your back?
Holy shit. Mate, that could have went so many different ways.
So right now, Warren is sniffing Chris's coffee bag, which he's brought to the table to cleanse our palate. So just giving the commentary so people know what's going on.
It's like a Mills and Boone book.
well, you know, this week we're wearing pants, so usually I'd just be able to get
golf commentary, and he's lining up the putt. He's about 3.5 feet away. He's
usually
it gently.
Usually I wouldn't have to ask, but you're wearing pants.
Just ease it in. Ease just it
glided
in.
Glided straight over that.
Some people call him the Velvet Sledger. but yeah, and the for me anyway, in the last 4, 5, 6 months, the quality of red ales around has skyrocketed.
Yeah,
I'd go back. You know, always saying how the Vampire Lovers Red IPA I love from Newstead. That's probably not in the top 3 or 4 anymore. There's so many good red ales around at the moment. This one just unfortunately doesn't really hold up for me. It's not bad in terms of it's not disgusting. It's not off, and it hasn't turned green in the can, I suppose. it just doesn't sing its praises very well. It just doesn't have too many features. It just doesn't have anything that stands out for it. So score wise, I'll give it a 2.
I was kind of thinking the same.
Yeah, it's not unpalatable. It's not I'm not tipping it out or anything like that, but it's not great. Chris?
That wasn't go first.
I did. I said I'm a 2.
2.
Yeah. Oh, that doesn't count. You've got to give a bit more beans.
No, that's kind of where I was at. And not stupidly, but funny enough, we've got another Happy Valley beer in the fridge. And
that's what the colour of that one. Imagine being, it looks like watered down baked bean sauce.
Yeah, it doesn't. It's not baked beans. You haven't even finished yours. That's the scary part.
We'll get in there.
all honesty, I wouldn't drive 40 minutes for it. So it's definitely out of a 4. If it's in the fridge at a bottle shop, definitely not going to grab it.
Yep.
Come on, so it's not a 3. A 2. I would leave it at your house. That's a good start.
Yeah. And 10 minutes later, I'd be knocking on your door, me bringing it back.
Bringing it back. So, to be honest, I'd give it a 1.
Yep. Which is a shame. Again, Happy Valley, they're friends of the show. We like what they do, but...
I just didn't like that for a red ale.
No, I don't as well. I think the red ale market's moved on from that sort of stuff, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Should we talk about brews, news, brews coming to use?
Yeah, brew. Yeah, brew, let's talk about that. Who was it?
Is this the segment that you put in, the ABCs?
Oh, that's the... sometimes when we do the news, I'll put in my little my news thing, but I didn't do that last week, actually, so... All right. Should we go one for one, see what we got on each other's list?
Yes.
All right. Yeah. I'll give you... True to form, mine are all dark beers, so...
I think most of mine are, too.
that's all people are releasing at the moment.
Yep.
Anyway, I'll start with one of the big boys, Little Creatures. Ooh. Bringing out their Hot Choc Radiator Stout.
Oh, sounds interesting.
Little Creatures still do cracking dark beers. Every year they release a new limited edition stout of dark beer, and it's always good. Mm. And this one it's a stout made with cocoa, vanilla, cinnamon, and cayenne pepper. And I'll look forward to picking some of them up. So,
would you know if it's a single batch? That's why they still do great single beers.
Quite possibly. They've just got a very good base for their stouts. Going back, I fell in love with their dark beers back. It's called Return of the Dread. It's one of my. This is in my top 3 all time favorite beers. Yeah, it's this big, thick 8.8% I think domestic stout it was.
Yeah, right.
We put on tap at the hotel I was at, and it was amazing. Yeah. I remember tapping it and pouring it through the beer lines, and through this thick, somewhat Vegemite sludge coming through. It just looked menacing coming out of the tap. It was amazing. And I fell in love with their dark beers from then. I had a few others like that. Coconut Porter, I think, last year, and they had one called. Was it the Fuggle Was Real? Was the year before that? Ones. Every now and then they re-release Return of the Dread.
Yeah, right.
And if it comes out, I'm on it. I love it.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. You want to?
Yep. So,
guess you're wondering, we've both got lists here, so there could be some double up. So we're going one.
Usually, always is.
Yeah, yeah.
So, Bent Spoke.
Match.
Yeah.
Snap.
They're releasing a Descent 21.
Yes.
Which is a Russian Imperial Stout. And knowing how good Bent Spoke stuff is,
yep.
I'm really excited to see this.
Yeah.
It's a 10%er as well, so that's a bit of it. That's past sausage burner level.
That's
fall asleep on the couch.
There's nothing subtle about that.
No.
500 mil.
It's
375 mil. But come in a four pack and stuff. But speaking of Bent Spoke, when I was going through again info for that one, I did see it's only on tap, so I'm never going to try it in my life probably because it's in Canberra.
Yep.
They got one called Silverback on tap, which is a strong dark malt ale infused with kumquat, star anise, cinnamon, nutmeg, and truffles.
Interesting.
And it's got like a rich malty backbone, a nose of spice and citrus, and a slightly earthy character. Yeah, just
that sounds really good.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to go, that sounds amazing. Yeah. But again, it's only on tap, so who knows if they'll ever make it outside of Canberra.
You drink it, it tastes like soap suds.
Are you up? That your one?
that was an addition to the this part of my Bent Spoke list. Let's go to this page here. All right, Stone and Wood. They're releasing their annual Stone Beer. Which they've got three levels of it. The normal Stone Beer, which is like a four pack, just normal sort of barrel aged smoked porter. Is it barrel aged? I'm not sure. They're always one in a ceramic flask, which is like a 10% version, which is like aged for 12 months. But the one that caught my eye was they call it Uber Stone Beer. It is 15.5%.
Oh, damn.
Its Imperial Porter is double barrel aged, so it's aged for 20 months in rum barrels and 4 months in whiskey barrels. And they're selling for $65 a bottle.
Oh, that'll do well.
Again, I've probably got more chance of drinking the Silverback from Bent Spoke than that one.
Yeah. That kind of leads me on to my next one.
Yes.
Which is Bridge Road. They've released their B2 Bomber.
Ooh. Ah, yes. 11. Yep.
But, again, it's $40 for the bottle.
Yeah.
Plus $10 to $15 shipping. So it's like $50,
$55.
Yep. So I'll never drink that.
It wasn't on one of us. Garage Project. Their brand new Serena to the Void. I'm a big fan of that series. Just big, bold, crazy flavors. This one is really weird. It sounds like something that goes past me at Sushi Train and I don't pick it up.
Yep.
It's a big Imperial Stout, normally about sort of 10, 12%. It's a chocolate, miso, and black sesame.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Have you ever had like black sesame ice cream?
No.
That's delicious.
No, I've never had black sesame. And I don't think I know what miso tastes like as well. Again, like when you're at Sushi Train, you see like the little dessert things go past. There's always black sesame. What the fuck is that? Nope, next.
You should try it. It's good. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The next one for me is a small brewery in Tasmania. Yes. Called T-Bone.
Boat? Cascade?
No. T-Bone Brewing.
T-Bone Brewing. Never heard of them. Yeah.
And they're releasing a peanut butter porter.
Ah, hello. Yeah. How did I see that one?
I don't know. Yeah. So usually you're all over those.
Yeah, so like it's a peanut butter beer. I'm in.
On to you.
On to me. Revel in Brisbane. They have teamed up with Big Shed Brewing from South Australia. They have Neo Mexicana's Black IPA. Coming out. Neo Mexicana's hops are native to the mountains of New Mexico. And the tasty notes, so you'll pick up flavors of tropical fruit, coconut, tobacco, and purple.
Wow.
Wasn't there? Ah, you know what it was?
What?
Futurama. When he flashes, something flashes.
Yeah, something tastes like purple.
Did everything just taste purple for a second?
Yeah. And I don't know. When something tastes like purple for me, I imagine like the old fruit tingle cocktail. That's purple for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
right.
Or it could be like grape soda, one of those two.
Grape soda.
Yeah, which if it's grape soda, it'd be ew, no.
Grape Fanta, this is the best.
Oh, no. Pineapple Fanta all the way.
Get out. okay, next one for me is Hawkers.
Ooh.
Have released a bourbon barrel-aged white stout.
Hmm.
And the bourbon barrel-aged bit sounds amazing.
Yeah. So they didn't do barrel aging a white stout, so that's curious.
Yeah. Yeah, so interested to see what that one's about.
Yeah. Again, as I said last week, like white stouts I've never really got on board with, but... Mm.
Yeah.
Mountain Culture.
Mm.
Giving me wood. I mean, releasing wood. So Mountain Culture and teamed up with Black Cockatoo Bakery, releasing a pastry stout at 9.8%. It's a Russian Imperial Stout with almond croissant and coffee thrown in the mix.
So is that kind of like what Ether have just done with the chocolate patisserie place?
Pretty much. This one's not a nitro, I suppose. That's the main difference.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah, and, you know, the blurb on the social media said it's the brewer reckons it's the best stout they've ever made. So, yeah.
Well, that...
Well, that's a biased decision.
Yeah, I know.
hey, of course he'd say that.
Yeah. He wasn't going to say, well, it's crap, but, you know, go...
I fucked up and I need to sell it.
Isn't that Moondog's catchphrase?
What, I fucked up and I need to sell it.
Yeah. all right, next one for me is from Four Pines. Yeah. They've released a strawberry jam sour.
Nah.
All right, well, I'm excited, so fuck you guys.
No, because you think it's strawberry jam, it's like the sweet of the sweet, and then you got sour.
Yeah, you had me at strawberry jam, but when it's a sour, it's like, unless it's like a more intensely flavored sour, it might be all right.
I don't know. I just saw the can.
Sweet and sour. Dodgy Chinese takeaway.
It's not sweet and sour pork, comma, Chris.
That's all they are.
Our good friends at Helios, and by the way, thanks for the Gabs tickets, Helios. Shout out to you guys. They have just thrown in the brewer's 2021 version of Kronos.
Yeah.
This year is going to be an Imperial American Porter.
Is it Porter? Is that what it was?
It's an Imperial American Porter.
I've been smashing them every day. I had Dunkel.
Yeah.
And Triple Dubel.
Yep.
Yeah.
Should be available early to mid-July, apparently. So, cool. Yeah. Looking forward to that. I don't think I've ever had one of the Kronos beers before. So. No.
They're good.
Yeah.
They're rich. That like, you have one of them, that's like, don't have like three or four beers before you get into it.
Mm.
Just drink that. And that's it. You know what I mean? And just do it with a great steak dinner or something just to really appreciate it. Yeah, don't do it while you've already had a belly full.
No.
You won't appreciate it.
Good advice.
Mm.
Next one for me is Bright Brewery. They've released a 15th anniversary beer, which is a Pioneer Rum Barrel Aged Stubborn Russian Imperial Stout.
Stubborn Russian?
Yeah.
Ooh, that does sound pretty good as well, actually.
Aged in Jamaican rum barrels,
mm-hmm.
It's luscious, smooth, and strong. At 12%.
Yeah, it'd be really... Yeah, that'd be nice. It'd be like fruitcake. Right?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, that sort of thick, rich grittiness and
that actually sounds stickiness good. To it. Yeah. Well, is it stubborn because they... couldn't get the temperatures right or something. I
get that bit. Yeah, I'm not really sure. Yeah.
Solidified in the ferment and they couldn't get out of it.
Come on, you bastard, get to 22 degrees.
The other one I want to mention, it's another re-release they do every year. Bolter just re-releasing Handsome Elvis, their Nitro Stout, which is fine. It's not the most sturdy, robust stout going around, but it's easy drinking and smooth. So
it was cool when it came out.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's
too easy drinking to be in a smaller can. Like, it used to come out in the big 500 ml can, and it was good because, you knock it back quite quickly, whereas 375 ml would take two sips and it's gone. So
remember when it was hard to get?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Oh, not saying it isn't now, but I just remember that the struggle was real.
Yeah.
Just the normal core range was hard to get when they first came around, but now it's flooded the place. So.
Yeah.
Supply and demand.
Mm. Mm.
That's all for me.
Yeah, that's all. I only had one double up. That was pretty good, actually. Yeah.
Oh, well done, boys. Yeah. Good research there. Astrophysicists out of here.
We plan this meticulously. Anyway, show and tell part three. It's my turn, and true to form, I've brought in a dark beer. This is from Fallon's Brewing here in Brisbane. It is their 2021 Imperial Stout with some pretty spectacular can art, I must say. Right. Like a little astronaut on there and stuff. Was
going to the moon.
I was kind of wooed by their kind of swanky social media post they had for this. So so I don't think I actually had a Fallon's beer before.
I tried some of their beers when they very first opened.
Yep.
And it was like,
I know they get destroyed online. People hate them.
Mm.
Like there's a post the other week on one of the Facebook pages, and the top five brew pubs was listed, and Fallon's was one of them. And all these people just piling on Fallon's are shit. Yeah, it's crap. And so, steady on.
Yeah.
It's like, anyway. So the can. So lose yourself in our annual trophy winning stout. Descend into a treasure trove of malt characteristics and light berry aromas. Feel the currents of fine dark chocolate and licorice as you drop into the pleasure zone. My, oh my, it feels a damn good in the unknown.
It sounds delicious.
It does. Yeah. So, all right, let's crack on. There's 10% as well, so stepping things up a notch.
That is dark.
That is a big dark beer.
That is good. It's like, that looks like the oil that comes out of the engine when I change the oil. Holy
shit, do I need that much?
Yes, you do.
Rest of yours,
thank
Ross.
You.
Cool. So it's me. But there's a big black beer with a dark brown,
good thick head.
Head coming out. Yep.
I can. I haven't even put it close to me, but I can smell there is raisins, like the really deep fruit smell. It
smells very smooth.
Yeah, actually, we're talking about it's got that like fruitcake kind of smell. That's sort of dark fruit smell to it. It's
very black.
Yeah.
Like that's, what's the shade that blocks out light? That's dark. I've seen thicker though, but that's dark.
What is it?
I haven't tried it, but it's an amazing smell to it. Like this, the aroma alone is amazing.
Mm. Have you ever watched the Chappelle Show?
Oh yeah.
Rick James, what he calls the
Charlie Murphy, you midnight bastard.
darkness is spreading, everybody.
Charlie Murphy.
There's actually, there's almost like a candy banana flavor coming, nice smell coming out of it.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah. Oh
wow.
Oh, that's intense.
That's rich.
I think they've described that really well. I can pick up that licorice flavor.
Right in the middle.
Yeah.
Mm. And it's not overly overbearing.
No.
Really quite delicate and nice.
Yeah, that's
That's an impressive beer.
It really is. It's so thick. Like the flavour on it is just so heavily laid on.
I might also point out the cans are individually numbered.
I was going to say that, yeah, the limited is 3,000 cans produced, and that was number 2,116, I think.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
Of 3,000.
It nearly, I was getting nervous because I ordered this on Sunday night, and I looked this morning and it was telling me it wasn't going to arrive until next Monday, which is no use to me because that's after we're recording.
Who's going to calculate on it? 3,000 times, say, 500 mil.
It was 15,000, is it?
Is it?
I don't know.
Oh, I can't think right now.
I don't know.
So,
music pretty quick on that.
Times 3,000, 1,500 litres.
1,500 litres.
I had the 15 part, right?
1,500 or 15,000? Oh, yeah, good point.
Yeah.
See, that's relatively a small batch.
Mm. And again, I was swayed by the social media posts. It had a lot of fancy graphics with the astronaut and stuff like that. But
Jeff Bezos special.
Pretty much. Well, that's
Let it sit, like, have a drink and just let it sit for a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
Like, as in after.
Yeah, because you just get all the, I can definitely smell, like, that candy banana, sort of flavor.
Normally you get, like, you have a drink and say, after, like, a minute, you get, like, that burnt taste of the side of your mouth.
Yeah, yeah.
This doesn't have it as extreme. I reckon they've done extremely well. Yeah. And it's a 10% beer as well.
It is.
Yeah.
It doesn't taste boozy. Like it tastes thick just because it's a lot intense flavors, but you don't have that sort of booziness to it, which is dangerous. Like
very dangerous.
Like, I draw a comparison to me and Pity one with the Ab Faberge one back. It's always come back to that. That was a 13% beer, and it's like this. You just couldn't notice.
Yeah,
which is that's dangerous because I had to drive after that.
That is dangerous. Yeah.
But I got half a car back, so it's fine.
For the Wolf of Wall Street. Is he crawling up?
No, we don't condone drink driving.
No, definitely
not. 100%.
It's weird. I love the taste of it. I love the smell of it more than anything. Yeah. I was just like sitting there, like, give me a good old sniffing.
Like sniffing an old pair of undies.
Oh, God. Jesus Christ.
All right, that's enough. Give it to you.
What is in this thing? Obviously, I'm joking.
It's very rich.
Mm. Yeah.
Very rich. Need a palate cleanser.
Yes. There's a reason why we drank this one last. Yeah, is
peel that out of your mouth. Oh,
no, that's some.
Well, you've got your bag here to sniff.
Yeah, that's what I was doing. Like, it doesn't help, actually. Mm. It's delicious.
Yeah. And this time of year, when it's... It's freezing cold outside. It's in the Brisbane terms, it's like, 10 degrees outside. And so this is our Arctic blast of winter. So this is perfect. This is going to warm me up tonight. So
that's my day gone.
Yeah. If I'm not sending you TikToks after 9 o'clock tonight, mate, you know what's happened.
Snoring. No, very good. Yeah. I rate that.
No, that's... Yeah. That's
thoughts, feelings, concerns?
Oh, I've got no concerns at all. I'm just concerned I only brought 4.
I'm trying to work out where I'm going to stack it in the numbers. It's up high.
I can start.
Yeah.
It's a 5.
Mm.
Like, I think it's a really enjoyable beer, and I'm really impressed.
Yeah, I'm really impressed. Like, it's so smooth. Like, there's so much flavor going on. Like I said, like, even just from the smell, the different, like, you know, bits that pop through and you kind of unpack it, and like, you taste it, and just it's like the intensity's there. And I see, like, it's got the licorice and the dark fruits and that sort of coming through, and you know, nice sort of bitterness and smooth. And yeah, that's a 5. That's an easy 5.
Yeah.
Like I said, that's something that, yeah, track down, head out to Fallon's, go grab some of that. Like, even if I were one of the wankers that think the place sucks. Actually, no, if you are. Don't. Let someone who's not so judgmental go in and get it.
It's interesting, yeah, because they do. They get scorned. Actually, they absolutely roasted online.
They do, because they open up as a large place. And, of course, you know, if something's large and, you know, and mainstream, it gets panned. Oh, it's crap. Well, who cares? Like,
if they do it well.
And, you know, the common thing was when they first opened, the beer was average at best at times. But that was like 2 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
And on the basis of this beer, and yes, it is the only beer I've had of theirs, this is an absolute cracker.
This is the first beer of theirs I've tried since they opened.
Yep.
And I'm glad I've tried it, because it's impressive.
Oh. Yeah, very. And for an Imperial Stout, it's a shame that we've got to try, like, the Deluxe. You know? Because, to be honest, this is the first beer I've had.
It's all downhill from here.
Yeah. I go in there and go, what is this crap?
Yeah.
I'm jumping on the hype train.
Dare I ask how much a 4-pack was?
It was...
$45.
$42.
Oh,
$42. Yeah. Which, and it is a 500ml can.
That's not bad, really.
So that's actually not bad. 500ml can, 4-pack, and it's 10%. Yeah. That's not too bad.
Yeah. Given how good it is.
Yeah. Yeah, it's money well spent.
Mm.
I'm going to, actually, this is a bit controversial, I'm going to give it a 4.
Ooh.
The reason why I want to give it a 4, because if I want to give someone a 5, a perfect score, I want to be willing to jump on a plane to go get it.
That's a high standard.
That is a high standard.
All 5's a high standard.
Mm. Well, 5 is a high standard. I'll drive a long way for this, but...
Yeah, I'll drive a long way.
So what beers would you jump on a plane for?
Have to be damn good.
Have you come across one?
No. So it's the unicorn.
there's a flaw with your system then.
No, there'll be one day where I'll say, you know what, I'm willing to jump on a plane to get that. Cool. But it is, it's a high 4.
Yeah.
Put it that way. It's definitely a high 4 because we don't have dot points.
Look, I think this is probably my first 5 of the probably, year,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
So I do hold back quite a lot in terms of my ratings.
Yeah, yeah.
But I do think it's an impressive beer. But,
yeah, it's very impressive.
Everybody's entitled to their own.
Yeah, definitely. But I would drive into the city to go get it.
Yeah.
That's 100%.
Mm. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, on that note, that is all for season 2 of The Poor Old Man. We'll be back for season 3. Yes, we have seasons now.
Like Netflix, but better.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you for listening. We'll catch you next time. I've been Russell.
I've been Mozza.
I'm Chris.
You've been awesome.